Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome. It's been a little while. I heard that song on the radio legitimately today. Not even kidding. There was a radio station that today, Sunday, October 25th, this year of our Lord, 20, and this other year of our Lord, 15. Somebody was sitting in a DJ booth somewhere and saw Stained, It's Been a While, and was like, you know what? Yes. I'm doing it. That's a thing I'm doing. That is what I'm going to do today. I'm going to play that song for human beings to listen to. Un-fucking-leavable. Don't you think? Meanwhile, we've got beautiful songs by the likes of Lucero. You know what I mean? What's going on in this world? So here's my dilemma. It is 9:15, and the plan was I was going to have a special call-in at pre-agreed-upon a time. I don't want to give away too many hints as to what exact time I set, but let's just say never forget. Let's just say that. So now I gotta tell a story, or a few stories that aren't too long, but aren't too short either. So here we go. I did have an interesting work situation the other day. So, you know, I had to look at this person's ID for work stuff. And this woman's last name, I'm not going to say what her last name was, but I'm going to say basically, you know, an equivalent, okay? Her last name was Hernandez. Hernandez hyphen Hernandez. Both Hernandezes spelled the same way. What the fuck? Why would you bother to do that and then just spell them the same way? Is that not crazy as hell? Is that not insane to just be like, oh yeah, what's my name? Hernandez. Hernandez, Hernandez. I think I might have a little... Oh, there we go. How does that strike your fancy? Do I sound a little nicer? I feel like I sounded muddy. This is what I sounded like before. And then this is what... Look, open the shutters, open the shades. There is my voice. Great. Now we're back in action. Back on target. Back in the middle with you. I think that's a different song, but that's okay. What are you going to do, man? So that's that story. There you go. That was my like 4 minute, here's a weird thing that happened to me. Someone had the same last name hyphenated twice. I do not understand. I'm not a big fan of the hyphenated last name. Because here's how I feel. If you're a lady and you want to get married and you don't want to change your last name, then don't. If you've got a, you know, you're like, I got a business. I don't know. People at work know me. Or, frankly, I'm totally down with the, well, it's kind of a pain in the ass. Because, Jesus Christ. Does anyone want to take a trip to the DMV? Does anyone want to sign up for that? Also, why should that be part of your... You know, you're like, the joyous celebration of getting married, but also now I have a clerical, 100 clerical things to do. Just to sort of continue my life. Oh, you guys would not believe this nest of cables that's going on here. It just seems very unfair. I just don't know why anyone would want to do that, and therefore... I'm angry about the even existence of it, to be honest with you. That's kind of how I operate, though. That's just sort of my thing. Being angry about the existence of things. Well, I guess I could start talking about... I went to a little event several weeks ago that I promised I would talk about on this. This is a fulfilled promise from Helpful Snowball 2013 Part 1. I had somebody ask, is it too late to participate in Helpful Snowball 2013 second chapter? The answer, of course, is no, because you know, it took us like 2 years to get around to Helpful Snowball 2013. It's never going to take that long to get around to part two. I also don't have the categories yet. So we're shooting for participation by the end of the year. But you know, you just got to see what happens. You got to know what you're going to do. You got to just figure it out and guess. I put the guess back in guesswork. I take the work out because fuck work. So please participate. Anywho, I went to a musical. I went to musical theater. Did I see Hamilton? Did I go see Lin-Manuel Miranda's Broadway smash, Hamilton, that every podcast is talking about, that my office mate is talking about, that it seems like is surrounding me in the world somehow, even though I have no way of seeing this? This is what I hate about this right now. I feel like I've heard about it from at least five different outlets, completely separate, completely different things, saying Hamilton's amazing, you must see Hamilton, go walk, then run, then walk. You don't want to run the whole way to Hamilton because it's far. And also you'll be very tired and sweaty and unable to enjoy the show. But run, don't walk for part of it so that you get there in time. Because Hamilton is amazing. I don't need to hear about fucking Hamilton anymore, okay? I was in the city where this is taking place and I still probably couldn't have gone. I had the option to stand around and wait in a long line, like tickets for like an asshole. But I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to waste my entire day in a, you know, crazy fun city waiting in line for tickets that I might not get. That's not going to happen. Now, sometimes people talk about things I don't like, oftentimes. And I just have to get over it because it's like, hey, if everyone went and saw The Martian and loved The Martian, if I don't go see The Martian, that's on me. I could go, but I didn't. But I did. But just in this hypothetical, I could go and I don't, and then it's up to me, right? Then it's my problem. But Hamilton is not like something that's accessible for people. And the way people are talking about it is like, oh, you've just got to experience it. Just go. You know what I mean? The soundtrack is great, and you can just listen to it all day in your office. I'm like, no, thank you. Did you know Tag Team put out an album just a couple years ago? No? All right, well, maybe then you don't need to be telling me what I need to listen to. Maybe I should be telling you what to listen to, sir. The moral of that story is fuck Hamilton. Well, I challenged my office mate, you know, she's a fan. And I was like, I want to see, here's what I want to know. Where's the negative reviews? There has to be negative reviews because, like, there's got to be some, like, jealous theater asshole, right? Or somebody like that who's just like, all right, I got to take this down a peg. Here we go. Take it down a peg, Peggy Hill. And just, you know, trashed it unfairly. We looked at the reviews. I tried to find a negative review for the musical, the play, and of course there was nothing. But I mean, there's like five things that review musicals. Because again, how many people are going to these? So we looked at the soundtrack on iTunes. How many times has the soundtrack been reviewed negatively? And there were like two non-5-star reviews. One was like 3 or 4 stars, and the person was like, oh, it's like, it's kind of more of the same from Lin-Manuel Miranda. And I loved his earlier works. He's a man named Lin, okay? And I loved his earlier works. His name has two women's names in it. Lin Miranda. And everyone calls him Lin-Manuel Miranda. You know who gets all three names? Killers. Okay? Charles Lee Ray. Connie Ray Jepsen. What's that girl's name? It's not Connie. Her name cannot be Connie. Carly. Thank you. Killers. These people have two things in common. Charles Lee Ray is a doll inhabited by the spirit of a murderer, and he kills people. You may know him as Chucky. And Carly Rae Jepsen is also such a doll. What a doll she is. She is just a real doll. A real doll. One of those sex dolls. I don't know. I don't actually know who Carly Rae Jepsen is other than her one song. Like, I don't know. Is she like... She has to be young. But is she like 19? Or is she like 25? Anywho, the other negative review, by the way, was one that was like, oh, this is stupid. Hamilton is all rap and musicals should be, I want the classics. If I'm going to see a musical, I want the classics. And even I, as a total non-musical interest person, was like, oh, go fuck yourself. There's plenty of that. That would be like somebody critiquing, you know, a Jay-Z album by saying like, I want more classic rock. And you're like, there's plenty of classic rock, okay? And if there's not classic rock on Jay-Z's album, I'm pretty sure that's not Jay-Z's fault. Like, is that... What's he going to do about that? You're right. He's going to pick up a guitar, get a floppy hat, and go down south for a while, learn some shit. I think not. Well, should we just try calling him? I mean, it says away, but I'm just going to push... video call and see what happens. Connecting. Oh, Jesus. Now I can see myself. I look like I have breasts in this webcam. And I'm like fondling them. Unable to reach contact. What the fuck, man? Do I just push this phone again? Should I do that? Connecting. Let's see what happens. Maybe he thought I was going to call, or that we were going to do this at 11:09. Nothing. Well, I know this is fascinating, but let's just see. Just messaged and asked if he's on. We'll see what happens. I'll just continue drinking this beer. And lightly talking to you guys about nothing with, you know, no spirit. I have no spirit left. I have no life left in my body. And I blame the cat for this. It's been sleeping on my legs all night, every night. Cats, it turns out, like to do something that some people call cuddling and others of us call torturing. They're like, let's just slowly smother somebody. I think she's trying to lay on my legs until they don't work anymore. And then I become disabled. And then she's like, meow, now you're like me. Because, I mean, she's kind of disabled. She's very short. If a human was as short as a cat, they would be severely disabled, even if they could jump that high. What are they going to do? Jump on every counter and then just stand there and be like, hey, I'll take these snacks. Thanks. I don't think so. I don't think that'd be appropriate. I don't think that'd be a nice thing to do. This is getting problematic. Oh, fuck. You know what I just realized? My brother lives in Arizona, and they don't do daylight savings time. So there's part of the year where they're the same, and part of the year where they're not. I'm going to do this. What time is it in Arizona? And just put that in Google and see if it answers. 8:27. So it's 8:27 there. That's cool. Now in Navajo County, it's 9:27. So Navajo people are following the rules, and whites are like, rules are for fools. That's why those words rhyme. Okay? Rules are for fools. Okay. Well, you know what? Hang on, let me text him a message. Okay. And we're just going to keep on rocking. We just can't stop. Gonna keep on rocking. That boy had got to be in a town. Okay. So I went to a musical. I bought tickets. Okay, I purchased them on the internet. I looked at a seating chart that I didn't understand and just had to have my office mate tell me, like, where we should sit. Because it's like, I don't know, does this look good? And it's probably like, that is directly behind a pole. And I'm like, is it a nice pole? Like, if I'm bored, would it be preferable to look at it? You know, and does it got a delicate scroll work on it of some kind? Turns out there's no nice poles to sit behind. So we go down, and we were on time, if not early, which was amazing because I'm not on time, if early, for almost anything. But for this, you know, this week at work, like Saturday and Sunday, I worked this weekend, I was like 5 to 10 minutes early on Saturday, and I was like a half hour early on Sunday. This is an accomplishment on the level of, you know, Thor defeating the frost giants. Okay. That's where everyone's got their frost giant. This is a philosophy of mine. That's the title of my new self-help book. And that's my philosophy. Anywho, so I bought these tickets. We get there early, and we're kind of just hanging out front, me and Poon Master Flex. And there's like an usher guy who's dressed like a doorman for a hotel from like 1920, right? He's got like a weird hat and a funny long coat and stuff. And he kind of looks like, he looks like if you pulled the button off his coat, he would just deflate. Or, you know, he's a robot who would just go into convulsions and die. Like, he's just such a rectangle of a man that it's hard to even reconcile in my brain what rectangular things are going through his rectangular brain. Mine's kind of a circle. That's the best shape, right, to describe a brain? So this usher walks up to us, and he's like, are you guys here to see the show? Which we were dressed medium nice, and I was like, I think it's pretty obvious, but yeah, we're here to see the show. And he's like, oh, okay. Well, it's all fun. Don't get offended. Now, we were seeing The Book of Mormon, right? The musical by Trey Parker and Matt Stone of South Park fame. Of fame from that show, where basically anytime you bring up anything, someone's like, have you seen that South Park? Where? Because that show has been running for fucking ever. It seems like they have a million episodes per season. And just whatever's going on at the time, they do an episode about it and encapsulate something usually pretty well. So the reason I went to that one is because, you know, I talked this over with compatriots, friends, and it was like, hey, if there's a musical I'm going to enjoy, it's going to be that one. So if I'm going to a musical, I should go to this one. Because when I leave that theater, I will know whether or not I like musicals. Unequivocally. Because if I like this, then I'll be in good shape. If I don't like it, then I'll know, fuck musicals. Because what's going to be better than that? You know what I mean? What's going to be more up my alley than that? Right? Like, that's not gonna go anywhere. So that's the one we chose. Now, so this guy is like, don't be offended. And I was like, who the fuck's going to this? And is like, oh, I'm offended now. No, I'm offended. Wouldn't you know what you were getting yourself into? I mean, come on. Give me a fucking break. So we go inside, we find our seats. Now, you can drink beers at this, which is like, all right, that's a plus. That's a plus. That's nice. I liked it. You can drink beers, which I did, but I maybe only had like one or two because I, you know, I have to pee every 4 seconds and was like, I don't want to get up every 4 seconds. I want to get up every 8 seconds. The play, you know, they had the set all dressed up, and I didn't realize until the beginning of the show that, you know, this isn't what this theater looks like all the time. I thought when I saw, you know, all the decorations that this is just what the theater looks like. And I was like, oh, this is a little gauche. And then it was like, oh, this is like heaven shit because this is the Book of Mormon. It's all coming together now. Now I get it. So, you know, the lights go down and it begins. And they, Can I tell you something? Plays and musicals. Here's something I don't like. They give you a program, and they give every single person a program. And like, I feel like when I tell them, you know, oh, no, I don't need one. You know, the people sitting to both sides of me are people I know, and we'll both be getting one. I'm here with like five people. I think four programs amongst five, you know, it's like when you go to a restaurant. I mean, if they don't have a menu for every single person at the table, I will survive. Bump, bump. And then when you say like, oh, no, thanks, I don't need one. They act like you are being a dick. Like they're like, well, Mr. Too Good for a Program, huh? Mr. Doesn't give two shits and fucks about a program. It's like, I mean, I care, I guess. I don't. The names aren't going to mean anything to me. Who's going to be in this? Meryl Streep? I'm not going to know anyone in here. Unless it says, like, Ron Perlman as God, then I'm like, okay, now I'm interested. Now I know what people see in this. But it's not going to say that. It's going to say Jim Jimison as this character who I also don't know his name. Reverend whoever. Elder somebody. Price? I don't even know. I think there's a price. Don't need the programs. Chill out on the programs. Also, could they somehow maybe get like one volunteer who's under the age of like 100? Is that something they've ever thought about? Like, how come all our volunteers are 100? Maybe they're not volunteers. I don't know. When I bought a beer, by the way, so I go up to the bar and I get two beers, one for me, one for Flex. And the lady's like, well, what you could do, you can order another drink now and pay for it. And then it'll be sitting out here when the intermission comes. Because, you know, the line gets pretty long because everyone comes out at the same time. And I was like, oh, that's cool, but no thanks. And as soon as I left, I was like, why did I say no to that? I know I'm coming out. I know I'm going to get another drink. Why would I say no to this? It's like I was treating her like she was some kind of bandit. But she was going for the long con, right? She's not just stealing everyone's money who comes up and pays for a beer because she's like, whatever, I put on a fucking vest and a bow tie and no one knows I don't work here. And so, but her con is like, I'm going to just have them prepay. So they'll pay for these drinks and get them. And I have them prepay. And then during the first act, boom, I'm gone. And they'll be like, where are these prepaid drinks? That's not a thing that I've ever heard of anywhere, sir. I don't know why you fell for that. That seems pretty foolish. Like, I want to refund your money, and also I don't, because, like, I feel like you got a little bit of what you deserve here. I don't think that this person, I feel like this person just plain outsmarted you and got your monies, and that's the end of this story. There's not much else going on here that I think needs to be addressed, do you? And then they kind of dust their hands and walk away. I'm like, ah, shit. It's right. You know what? When you're right, you're right. I was treating this woman like this is the scam she was pulling, when in reality, this is totally a thing they do there. Maybe it's just because in my brain, I'm not used to like fancy places that do smart things, but the smart things sort of rely on people not being dickwads. Can you imagine at the bowling alley, they did that? They're just like, we'll just set out pitchers of beer and, you know, on the honor system, leave a fiver, take a pitcher. That way, you know, we don't have to fucking wait around and all this shit. I mean, these pitchers, whatever. It's like four Bud Lights in here. That's not worth shit. We'll take a loss occasionally. We'll deal with a kid getting drunk once in a while. But no, it was like, it was real. This is a real place. I mean, I guess there's no kids there, right? Like little kids. Or there's probably no like 17-year-olds who are like, I'm going to use this opportunity to get waste. If there are any 17-year-olds who look a little older, this is your chance, my friends. You go there, and then the intermission, you kind of come out with the crowd. You walk up to that thing, and just with confidence, you just fucking take two, you know, that are together, and, you know, act like you're headed towards someone else, and then you're done. You're out of there. So this is a way you could spend like $120 for two tickets to then get two free beers. I had the other night, I had this guy when I was out walking in my neighborhood be like, hey man, can you buy cigarettes? I think I told this story, didn't I? Buy cigarettes for me and these two girls. We just all forgot our IDs, but we're totally 18. I was like, yeah, I do not believe you. Also, like, what's the risk reward here for me? You're going to give me enough money to go buy cigarettes, and then I'll give you the change. And maybe I've done a crime, maybe not. If I did the crime, I'm going to have to be in trouble. If I didn't, well, then what? Then I just bought, I did an errand. I was your secretary for 10 minutes. Wow. This is what made me think this kid was, like, young, because I just felt like, that's pretty naive and stupid. If anything, I'm not buying you these cigarettes because you're stupid. If you're not, if you are over 18, you should be embarrassed to be this dumb when you're over the age of 18. Dummy. You piece of shit. Anywho, curtains rise. The show begins. Let's see. Do you think, I don't know what it was called. Hello? A song begins. Let's try this. 2012 Tony Awards Book of Mormon musical opening number, Hello. So they're Mormon, you know, so it's like they do Mormon shit. They're going, they're doing their dumb thing where they're like knocking, come and knock on a door. Right now I'm seeing a door that says Ricky Martin on it. And there's a moment.
Hello, my name is Elder Price, and I would like to share Price. With you the most amazing book.
Ricky Martin closed the door. Now it's Matthew Broderick.
Hello. My name is Elder Grant. It's a book about America a long, long time ago. It has so many awesome parts. You simply won't believe how much this book can change your life. Hello, my name is Elder Green. I would like to share with you this book of Jesus Christ. Hello, my name is Elder Young. Hello, did you know that
Jesus clapping.
Lived here in the USA? You can.
So this is kind of setting up the whole thing.
Hello. In this nifty book, it's free. No, you don't have to pay.
Hello.
Hello. My name is Elder Smith. And can I leave this book with you for you to just peruse?
Hello.
Okay, so this is like the thing. So that was, I don't know, it was fun. They had like doorbell noises, you know, that were like musical and shit. And they're just, it was musical. It is musical. Okay, my brother just texted me and said, daylight, no, fucker. My brother just texted me and said, daylight saving is over. We are on the same time, 8:42 here. No, it's 9:42 here. I assure you. Does he really think, what does he think? I'm texting him on a phone that at the top displays the time. At the very top of this screen, it's like, here's the time. Here's when it happens. Let's see, when does daylight savings time end in 2015? Sunday, November 1st, motherfucker. Okay. It's cool. Just call at 9/11. Your time. Okay, so that song was fun. There was another pretty good song where it was like, okay, so the basic story, you've got a couple Mormons. You've got like Super Mormon, and then you've got Fuck Up Mormon. And Fuck Up Mormon is a fuck up, and Super Mormon is like the ultimate Mormon. And he loves Orlando, because that's a place a Mormon would want to go on a mission trip. And they end up going to Africa, where everything sucks and everything's horrible. So a couple of good songs. There was one where it was like, it kind of was like an 80s power song about like mostly me and stuff like that. It's cool. No worries, Ian. Bastard. Sorry. Okay, I'm going to be done doing this. They had the 80s power song. They had all kinds of shit like that. That was good. They had a couple songs that were kind of a snooze. I liked it. Here's the thing. Okay, let's do this. Denver Center for the Performing Arts. Shit. I don't know how to Google things. Denver Center for the Performing Arts. Let's look at what the tickets cost. Okay? Shows and tickets. Why is he's calling me right now? This is so stupid. This is making me crazy. Okay? Let's say I wanted to go see As You Like It. No, let's go see If Then. This is starring Idina Menzel, who you may know from Wicked, Frozen, or Glee. Why would you even put Glee on there? Just, all you have to do, it's Idina Menzel. Just put, you know, what was that song? The Dog Days Are Over. Let It Go. Just be like, let it go. He's calling me again. This is an unmitigated disaster, you guys. All right, should I pick up? Should I just be like, hey, how's it going? We're 31 minutes into a show. Let's just start talking now. Oh, God. I'm trying to get a ticket. I clicked on a day, but I think this Skype call might be interruptus. Might be ticketus interruptus. Oh, here we go. I can go on Sunday, October 25th. Let's choose some seats. Let's see how much these bad boys run, yeah. Online sales have ended. Okay, Jesus Christ. Let's just see. Let's see if I can go to As You Like It. Okay? Because that doesn't have Idina Menzel in it, so probably no one cares. Let's say if I went on Halloween, which would be crazy. Okay, there's plenty of seats available. Let's see. So A seating is $58 and B seating is $48. A $48 ticket is a little on the pricey side, is it not? Can we agree that that's like a lot? I mean, and I'm not a person who, if a concert ticket with the fees and all that shit, I think probably comes out to close to that much. But also, I don't know. I enjoy that a little more in some ways, and in some ways I don't, I guess. I don't know. Is that a fair price? $48. It's not an unfair price. It's just an expense. And here's the thing, though, about a theater ticket is like, that's a date, so I'm buying two tickets. So whatever the cost is, just double that. I'm not going to go to a Mystical musicale without Flex. That's just not going to happen. That would be a crazy thing for me to do. So there you go. It's a little on the pricey side. Did I have fun? I did have fun. Here was a thing that I did not like about Book of Mormon. Spoiler alert for Book of Mormon, I guess, if you haven't seen it. I mean, I don't know if you can really spoil a musical or this musical, because it's not really like, oh my God, I wonder what's going to happen next. It's kind of just like, yeah, this is, you know, things are just bad. So they're in Africa, all this shit's going wrong. And then the fuck up Mormon starts telling the African people the story of the Book of Mormon. But, you know, he doesn't really know it, so he just starts mixing in all this Star Wars and Lord of the Rings and shit like that. So then the, like, head Mormon is like, oh my God, you've done so many baptisms. You guys are doing great. I'm going to come visit and check out your success. So he goes out there, and then they're like, the African people are going to do their, you know, they've done an interpretive, you know, production of the Book of Mormon. And he's like, well, I cannot wait to see this. This is going to be amazing. They're black and they're Mormon. What a combo. So, you know, you're going to see this show that's like their interpretation. But the problem is, you've been watching all this time as the Mormon guy is telling them what his interpretation, you know, his crazy made up thing is. So then when they're doing it for the Mormon guy, the head Mormon, the Moormaster, the Masterman, it's not like crazy because you've already seen it. It's crazy to do it in front of him, but it would be a lot less, it would be a lot more shocking if you hadn't already seen it happen all the way through. You know, you see 90% of what they do, you saw already. So you're like, eh, okay, it's like, you know, fucking a frog and all this stuff. You're like, I already saw this. We already went through this. So that part, that was like a storytelling issue I had. Oh my God, he's calling me 1,000 times. This is what it's like to be popular. Except it's not your brother calling you to podcast. It's just some other person. You know, it's like a friend, one of many friends, calling you to do something. So the feeling I had of this was like, eh, that part, they kind of blew it for themselves at that part. They had a scary Mormon hell dream, which wasn't a great song to me, but I liked the production. You know, I could appreciate the craziness and the fun. Here's the thing is, I think that, like, here's what I think. I liked the musical, and I think I liked it because it was funny. But it was, you know, it was pretty funny. Like, the jokes were good. I think it would be even funnier if I saw it, you know, when it came out. I mean, I think it's, like, from 2011 or something like that. So it's, like, 4 or 5 years old. So I think it would be funnier at that time. There's also a certain extent to which I don't find the idea of how crazy Mormonism is to be very shocking. Because, you know, I read the book, the Under the Banner of Heaven, the crack hour book, which I highly recommend because it's fucked up. Like, that religion is fucked. I don't care about sensitivity or being, you know, people's values. This is a completely crazy, made-up religion that just some guy made up. Which you could, you know, make that argument about any religion. But the difference is, we know which guy made it up. Like, the guy was alive in a time. If you tried to start a religion today, if I came to you today and was like, I found these fucking golden plates and I can't show them to anybody, but here's what God says on them, people would tell me to go fuck myself. There's no way that would happen. Now, in like 0-100 BC or whatever, yeah, anything, for to me, everything is phenomenal. Like, I see lightning and I'm like, I don't know what the fuck that is. I don't know why it makes that noise. I don't know how anything is happening. I don't know why there are times of, you know, my life where the outdoors is illuminated and I can see where I'm going, and there are times when it's not. I don't know what the purpose of that is. I don't know how creatures happen or what's inside them or what they're made out of. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know anything. If I was a caveman and I took a shit, it would probably be amazing. I'd be like, am I dying? Is this, you know, and then afterwards I'd feel relieved and be like, that's amazing. And then I'd try to shit again, but I'm like, I don't have to shit now. And just every once in a while, I got to take a shit. And the gods are like, we're going to bless you with giving you a shit to take or torture you. I don't know. I don't know if it's fun back then. Do you wipe your ass? Do you even wipe your ass? Do you think cavemen had like cat buttholes where it just cut it off and it was like done, it was clean? You know what I mean? Like, how does a cat's butthole work where it's not just like their whole ass is covered in shit? Do they just lick it off every time? I don't think they're licking off their butthole. I don't think the tongue's going inside the butthole. And like, it's like you need like a butthole and then a second butthole, like an airlock on a spaceship, you know, and you like push out the shit, and then the inner butthole closes and then pushes the rest out of the outer butthole. So that by the time the outer butthole is closed, you're good. You're done. Everything is awesome. Everything is cool when you're part of a butt. Everything is awesome. Now let's talk about my nuts. I don't know why I was talking about that. That's a lot. Oh, okay. Because Mormonism is crazy. And like, I know that these guys come at it and it's fun and it's funny or whatever, but I do think there's an extent to where a lot of people who watch this don't know, like, oh, these are just these guys having a laugh. But you're like, actually, this is like accurate. This is a crazy religion that we do not have to respect. It's not even like Scientology where it's like, I don't understand it. I don't even know what it is. I don't know what the tenets are. I don't know how it works. This is like, here's the book. Some guy just wrote it not very long ago. And there you go. So I think that maybe like the shock of that wasn't as hardcore for me. It wasn't as like, I think I'm hard to get a laugh out of because of I'm shocked and horrified at something. So that's a problem. That's a problem. And then here's the other thing. Like, I was reading this play. And, you know, people complain a lot about like a musical. It's like they just sing about what we're going to do. It's either a song that kind of stop everything. I'm going to sing a song. Or it's a song that's like, here's what we're doing. Here is the plot. Let's go do stuff. Let's do a whole lot. It is the play. And we're singing. And you can't stop the fucking music. So there are these things that they do with the songs and the singing and a way that it's incorporated in. And like, people complain about that. And like, I don't know. I'm like, well, it's a musical. This is what the form is. This is how it works. However, I was reading a play. It was a play by Larry David, Curb Your Enthusiasm, and it was funny, but also I had some problems with it. And then I think I figured it out. I was reading this quote from George Miller, who made Mad Max. And, you know, people have criticized his movies because they have, like, no script and no dialogue and blah, blah, blah. But he said this thing that I think is totally true, and he was like, dialogue isn't about the plot. Dialogue is how you flesh out the characters in the world. Like, you make them talk a certain way, and then it gives them an air. It gives them qualities, right? What they say and how they say it. But dialogue isn't really about making the story run. Dialogue is not the gasoline that fuels the engine of the story. But in a play and in a musical, that's how it works. The dialogue and the sounds, like, everything that happens kind of has to be said out loud. You know what I mean? Everything that goes. There are times when you feel the character is just really being like, well, I guess I'll go talk to so-and-so and give him a piece of my mind, you know, because they can't. There's no other way to do that. We don't really know what's happening otherwise. So there are very few moments that don't feel broadcast, you know, to the cheap seats, right? Just like, okay, we're signposting this. Here's what's happening. Here's how we're going to deal with it. So that's, I think, something that just makes it difficult for me to enjoy theater in general, because it's so dialogue driven. It's all dialogue. And that, I don't know, can't you get fucking, who's that guy, Morgan Freeman to narrate it or something? Get him in there to be like, and he never came back to that gym, but wherever he is, I hope he's happy. And I want you to know what kind of man your father was. See, I bet you thought I was going to go Shawshank. But I went Million Dollar Baby. God, that movie. Girl punches her after the bell. She, like, falls on a stool and cracks her neck and is paralyzed. You're like, why would you? I don't understand why they did that movie that way. Like, why did they make this other person the villain and then do that? They could have just had her be paralyzed from getting hit in the brain in a boxing match. Like, you don't have to make it this weird event that goes like, you know what I mean? That's dumb and ridiculous. And her family was so over the top. It was like how I felt about what these boxing movies, like The Fighter and that Boston family and these ladies, and like, oh my God, so over the top, so horrible. Redonk. Redonk-a-donk. So would I ever go to a musical again? I enjoyed this one. It would have to be one that I thought I was going to find funny. I don't know if I'm ready to jump in that pool of, like, serious musical that's telling a serious story. I don't know if I'm ready for that. Like, I think there's a way in which comedy can sort of play with structure more and, like, doesn't need to have as tight of a structure for me to enjoy. But arts dramatica needs to have a little bit more of, I think, intent to it for me to get into it hardcore, right? For me to hardcore, Jesus Christ, who are you even? It's got to have a little bit more intentionality for me to really feel it, for me to get in there, get up in that ass, that dramatic ass. So I'd probably go to another one. I think I'd go to another one if, like, the opportunity presented itself and it was pretty convenient for some reason or is easy. I didn't know, too. Here's another thing I didn't know. I was like, I don't know. Am I supposed to dress up for this? I don't know if I'm supposed to dress up for this. Part of me felt like I should. It's like, well, I don't know. It's $48 or whatever. But part of me was like, I mean, I'm not in the show, right? Like, here's the thing. I felt like if I'd gone in cargo shorts, everyone would have thought I was an asshole, me included, because that's for assholes. But also, I'm like, well, I don't know. I bought the I'm sitting in the dark. Like, no one's going to see my legs. Who cares? Meanwhile, some guy wearing a suit is just farting the whole time. Which is worse in that situation? I think we know. I did have a little weird thing happen, though. I was in the... So I go to the intermission, I go to the bathroom, and then I finish peeing and turn around, and this dude I know was there, like this buddy of mine from high school, junior high, who's since moved to, like, Vail, was just there in the bathroom. So then we hugged in front of the urinals, you know, because, like, oh my God, that's so weird that you're here. I didn't know. And we just hugged, and then I was like, ah, this is weird. We're just, like, hugging, and there's a guy taking a piss. Like, I could just reach out and pat this guy on the shoulder and be like, hey, check it out. It's my friend. Not a great place for a hug. Not my best moment. Not my worst. That's a pretty low bar for worst, but not my best. Not my strongest. So that happened, and then, you know, he just vanished, and I never saw or heard from him again. And that might be the last time I see him, but you know what? To his credit, that would be great. Like, if I ever see him again, and we didn't hug in front of a urinal, it just wouldn't be the same. That seems like the best thing that I can definitely see us doing together. You know what I mean? Anything else would just be not... Wouldn't... It's not as fun as that, right? It's not as good. But so then what would I do at the next musical? That's the question. Who am I going to, what am I going to do? Give someone a handy in the stall? Like, because I got to top it. I got to top the experience. That's what the addict in me. Every experience has to be, you know, a little better than the last. That's how it works. That's how these things work. All right, guys. I think we did it. I think that, we'll see if my brother can call me and we'll have another show. So good news, there's another show in the pipes, in the tubes. And we'll see it. Like, you know, this will all pay off, hopefully. All these calls. Alright. See you next time. You and me, but mostly me, are gonna change the world forever. Cause I can do most anything. And I can stand next to you and watch. Yes! Every hero needs a sidekick. Every captain needs a mate. Aye, aye! Every dinner needs a side dish. One slightly smaller plate. And now we're seeing eye to eye. It's so great we can agree. The Heavenly Father has chosen you and me. Just mostly me. Something incredible. I'll do something incredible. I wanna be the Mormon who changed all of mankind.